Let's bow our hearts in prayer. Merciful and loving Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to be able to assemble even this afternoon freely, unmolested from this world, to take the opportunity to be with Thee, Lord, to listen to Thy holy word, to read from it, to bring our petitions before Thee, to praise Thy holy name through songs. We cherish this opportunity, Lord, and we pray now for Thy presence as we gather together more than two or three, but we gather in Thy name. We pray that Thou would be with us with Thy Holy Spirit, that would speak through Thy weak servant, that we would be able to hear what is Thy message for us this afternoon. We pray all these things in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. Dear ones, with God's help, I would like to read from Gospel according to St. Luke, from 4th chapter, chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, first 13 verses. Luke chapter 4, first 13 verses. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did not eat, he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written that he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt thy Lord. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended in the temptation, he departed from him for a season. May the Lord bless these few words upon our hearts. Dear ones, the account that we read of here was a follow-up from the baptism of our Savior Jesus Christ when he went to Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist, who was, in a sense, resisting it, and he felt so unworthy to baptize the Son of God, baptize his Savior. He said that he should be baptized by him, not to baptize him. But we know that Lord Savior Jesus Christ, he told him to to let it go that there is the scriptures need to be fulfilled. And he baptized him, and Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit in a shape of dove that came from heaven and landed on his head. So full of Holy Spirit, as we read here, Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Being 40 days tempted of the devil, Jesus Christ, Son of God, was tempted from the devil. Jesus told us that he was tempted, he was persecuted, that we also need to expect that our life is not going to be easy, that our walk on this earth, if we want to live according to his will not go smooth, but we will also endure persecutions, we will endure temptations. And even though temptations in our lives come from many times from self-inflicted desires or lusts, or it doesn't have to mean that it's only that. It can be done in many forms that we will go through the temptations. If you go back to Deuteronomy, Chapter 8, beginning of few verses in the beginning, say when Moses brought the law of God to the Israelites, he said, "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might take thee. Know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." So Moses is telling how to remember how God tempted them in the wilderness to prove them, to humble them. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did not have any need to be proved. He did not have any need to be humbled. But I believe it's good for all of us to take example that even he, after 40 days not eating, was hungry. That he was going through all the needs that we can face, we can be met with. That if we don't eat for a while, we will be hungry. And this is where Satan stepped in. He came and offered him. He tempted him. He asked him, if thou art the Son of Man, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it may be bread. And we know when we are hungry or thirsty, after a while, nothing looks better than a piece of bread or a glass of water. Satan tempted Jesus. He asked him, if thou be the Son of God. Of course, Jesus is the Son of God, but Son of God, Jesus Christ, he didn't have to prove anything to anyone, especially not to Satan. But he replied with the scriptures. He replied, he said, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word of God." Jesus was tempted as soon as he was baptized. We are tempted always, especially when we give our lives to our Savior Jesus Christ, especially when we turn our backs to Satan, especially when he feels he lost us. This is when he steps in. This is when he will come and he will offer. He will see our weakness. He will see what we're going through. He will see exactly what to offer us. We need to be aware, dear ones, that Satan, devil, has nothing good to offer to us, as no matter how it looks, what it looks like. He will offer us something that we might, maybe because of our physical weakness at the moment, we might think that that's the only thing I need right now. But we need to be aware that he hates us. We need to be aware that we should not be making any bargains with devil. We should not be making any compromises with devil, debates with devil. In the third chapter, in the beginning of this whole Bible, devil was talking to Eve in the form of snake. And he asked her, is it true that you're not allowed to eat from any fruit of these trees? He didn't come to her directly. He will never come to us directly. And we have to remember, dear ones, that when devil comes to us, he will not announce himself per se, if I can say it that way. He will not announce himself. He's not going to be this little ugly red creature that with a tail and a pitchfork in a hand that will come to us and tell us all the lies straight up. He will come in a nice way. He will offer us exactly what we think we need. He offered to Jesus, if thou be the man, Son of God, tell this stone to be bread, so you can eat. It doesn't sound like something bad per se, or although it is bad because it comes from Satan, and we, dear ones, need to recognize. If it comes from Satan, it's not good. And we have to run away from it. And the devil, taking him up to a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. He will come and offer, dear ones, to each and every one of us. He will come and offer all these great things the world has to offer. Glory, riches. Just take it. You don't need to do anything. Just worship me. Just bow down and worship me. Serve me. We will face many temptations in our life. He will always come and offer easy solution or cheap solution, like we heard this morning. We need to be looking for a right solution, and we need to look into God's word for that. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Jesus answered him with a scripture again. After third one, when he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. There will be many times in our lives that we are tempted in different ways. Whether we're hungry, whether we alone, whether we find ourselves in a difficult financial situation, whether we are discouraged, whether we are doubting, whether we are divided, all these things, whether we're mourning someone that left us just recently, when we find ourselves down, alone, He will come and offer. You don't have to be alone. Why don't you just take this device and search? Everything is yours. Everything you want to see, everything you wanna know, everything is at thy fingerprints. He knows us, dear ones, better than we know ourselves. He knows exactly what He needs to come with. But we do have a promise. We do have a promise. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, There hath no temptation take you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with a temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. We have a promise that we will not be left alone, that we will not be left without exit, without escape from that temptation, that we will never be tempted with more than we can handle. It is what we want or what we do think we want. It is our flesh that is going to be fighting against the soul, against the spirit. Satan is always going to be our enemy. Our flesh is always going to be our enemy. This world is always going to be our enemy. And we are going to be offered things. We're going to be offered things that will maybe look very appealing at the moment, like a piece of bread when we are very hungry. And He will come to us. We need to recognize, dear ones, that we need to fight Him with the Word. Fight the battle on our knees, like Brother mentioned this morning. This is what Jesus Christ showed us, how we should battle, how we should go against Satan. That we don't need to be proving Him anything. He might come and he asks, if you think you're baptized, if you think you're son of God or daughter of God, why don't you do this to prove it? Only thing we need to prove something is our Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. We need to prove to Him that we love Him because He loved us. We need to prove to Him that we do want to serve Him and that we want to serve each other. Another thing that we might find enemies to our souls is discouragement. when Satan comes with thoughts that we might get discouraged, you know, whether, especially if we try to walk with walk in a newness of life. Especially if you want to serve the Lord actively. He will come with many discouragements. Apostle Paul was facing many discouragements in his journey. And this is where we also find comfort and help from the Lord. Satan will attack us with a doubt. Doubting that maybe our conversion was true. Doubting that maybe we are make with our efforts in our service to the Lord, we're making difference. Doubting that maybe we're in a position to share the word of God and we're not worthy of it to do it. There are many firing darts that he's going to attack us with. But we know this is the word. Shield of faith that we need to be defending ourselves with. Another thing that can be very harmful for our soul. One of the enemies of our soul is division. Being divided. Worst thing about that is that we bring that to ourselves. We amongst ourselves want to be greater than each other. We will enter in into discussions that we want to prove something, that we maybe are better off than my brother or my sister, that we will fight with words, that we will fight just to look better in the eyes of men. Let us not let him, the devil, attack us with that. Let's turn to the word. God is the one who hates those who sow discord between brethren. For those that are outside of the fold of Jesus Christ, for those who might be thinking, if I just get baptized, if I just become a son of God, everything will be over. Job is done. I got news for you. It's only beginning. It is only that time when devil lost you. Until you turn back to him, you're his. He doesn't need to fight with you. He doesn't need to fight for yourself. You're his. And you're on your way to be his forever. When you turn your back to him, when you give your life unto Jesus, this is when he lost you. This is when he's going to attack. This is when he's going to start and work hard to get you back. May the Lord give us all wisdom and grace to be always watchful. And if temptations come our way, let's be patient, because this is just how the Lord wants to prove us. He wants to prove us whether we are worthy of his blood or not. May the Lord bless these words upon our hearts, and to him be all honor and glory. Amen.
the response to temptation is a choice that we are given. But the circumstances of temptation are not often ours to choose. We see Jesus, after he's tempted, after he's fasting in the wilderness, he's tempted when he's suffering need. Is that the situation where you're tempted most? See, David was a man who was a man of war, and he was often on the run, and he was in need. But his faith was tried. His son, Solomon, on the other hand, was a man of wealth and ease, and his faith was tried too. What are the circumstances that tempt you? Is it in need or is it in ease? Both of them try our faith. Both of them can be used to distract us from the cross, where we find life. Thanks be to God that Jesus Christ was not distracted from his mission by the temptations that were brought to him. Thanks be to God that he did not fall for the deception that Satan offered him, all this power and glory of the kingdoms. In the temptations that you face, do you feel that you need the thing that Satan is offering you? Do you really need it? Jesus shows us a better way. Satan offered a shortcut to the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them. But Jesus shows us the true way. After his death and resurrection, after he endured that cross and rose gloriously from the grave, he leaves the disciples with these words. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.